أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين، أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners and viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to study Imam Ali alayhi salam's imamah, or leadership in the light of traditions. But prior touching this important topic, let me offer you some two complementary points that were left from the previous session, where we talked about Imam Ali alayhi salam's imamah in the light of the Quran. That there are several verses of the Holy Quran that treat the concept of imamah. It is not a matter that has to be made or that has to be fabricated by the Shi'ites due to their sectarian interests. No, the concept of imamah traces back to the holy verse of the Quran. It has deep roots in the Holy Quran. The verse we talked about in the previous session, that was إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. We said that in this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah introduces the guardians of the Muslims. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ. Indeed, verily, and alone, إِنَّمَا is one of those determiners that shows monopoly, that shows that only these people are your guardians. In Arabic, it is called Adat Hasr. It means through this letter, by using this sort of letters, we try to say that, oh my audience, only these people are your audience, not anyone else. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, the same letter has been used and says that only these people who are going to be introduced, they are your guardians, they are your rulers. Who are they? They are Almighty Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, and he who has established the prayer, and while establishing the prayer, he gave the alms in zakat. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the two complementary points are as following. The first point is that who is وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. May our dear Sunnite listeners say that we know that who is Allah and who is the apostle or messenger. But we are not sure, we are not aware who is وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. So who is this person that this part of the verse applies for? Who is the misdaq of this part of the verse of the Holy Quran? The Shi'ites have this consensus in this respect that it is Imam Ali alayhi salam that this part of the verse of the Holy Quran applies for. Almighty Allah says that me, my messenger, and he who has done these works, he is your guardian. So according to the Shi'ites, theologians, and commentators, all of them believe unanimously that it is this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed on our Imam, our first infallible Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam. Another important point that should be added, that not only the Shi'ites, but also our Sunni scholars, they have also asserted, they have also explicitly announced that this part of the verse of the Holy Quran tells us a story of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know that the occasion of revelation was this, that Imam Ali alayhi salam was establishing prayer. And when he reached in a bowing status in ruku, so at that time a beggar came, entered the mosque and asked for the alms for the, we can say, charity. So at that time Imam Ali alayhi salam showed the beggar his finger that he has to come and take this ring and sell for himself. So this ring was given as charity or as zakah for this person. At that time, this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed on Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, announcing this, that these are the people who are the guardians of the Muslim Ummah. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, there are some two doubts in this respect. In this verse of the Holy Quran, some two doubts have been raised by some of our Sunnite brothers. And they try to say that this verse of the Holy Quran does not tell us that Imam Ali is only the guardian of the Muslims. No, the rest of the companions of the Holy Prophet can also occupy this position. They can also be labeled as guardians of the Muslim Ummah. Why to make it exclusively to Imam Ali alayhi salam? What are the evidence they bring? The first evidence they say is this, that this letter I said innama, they say that this innama sometimes has been used to show absolute restriction or absolute monopoly. Or really it shows that there is something exclusive. But sometimes if you consider the usage of this letter in the Quran, sometimes you find in the Holy Quran that it does not show us real and absolute restriction or monopoly. So taking this evidence into account, they say in this verse of the Holy Quran, it might also be like this, that this verse of the Holy Quran or this innama that has been used, it might not show the very hasr haqiqi, it might not show the very exclusivism. It might not show exclusiveness. It might include the rest of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household too. So we say that part of their argument is true. Part of their argument is true. We also believe that, yes, there are cases, there are places, there are verses of the Holy Quran that this innama connotes relative exclusivism. This innama shows or connotes relative exclusiveness, not absolute exclusiveness. This part of their argument is true. But we believe that if we consider, if we look at the context of this verse of the Holy Quran, and the occasion of revelation, and that wali and muwalla alayhi cannot be one, so we believe that this verse of the Holy Quran tells us that wali and muwalla alayhi should be two parties. In this verse of the Holy Quran, both of wali and muwalla alayhi has been introduced. Wali means guardian, and muwalla alayhi means those who are subject to be guarded. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, We believe that this verse of the Holy Quran cannot cover all the Muslims or all the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. Why? Because logically talking, rationally talking, wali means guardian, and muwalla alayh, and those who are guarded, or those who are subject to be guarded, they cannot be one party. They should be two parties. So if all the companions, if all the Muslims were وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيَتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, firstly, it contradicts with the occasion of revelation. Secondly, it entails that wali and muwalla alayh become one, while logically and rationally talking, it is not true. Another doubt that has been raised in respect with this verse of the Holy Quran, that is this. If this verse of the Holy Quran, after وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ till the end of the verse, if it tells us about Imam Ali alayhi salam, so why Almighty Allah has used the plural pronouns? Why it is full of plural pronouns? While Imam Ali is singular, while all these, we can say, phrases are filled with plural pronouns. So since Almighty Allah has used plural pronouns, it must include more than two people, not only Imam Ali alayhi salam. What is the response of the Shi'ites? The Shi'ites are of the view that it is a custom that when you want to pay respect and homage, or when you try to esteem, you are to use plural pronouns rather than singular pronouns. If in this verse of the Holy Quran, instead of using singular pronouns, plural pronouns are used, it is not against the spirit of Arabic literature and language, because there are various places and positions where the Holy Quran has used plural pronouns, but we for sure know that the examples and the extensions were singular. Can we find examples? Can we bring examples from these kind of usages? For sure. There are places Almighty Allah uses plural pronouns, but he meant one person. For example, there is a verse of the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Imran that is talking about challenge of the Muslims with the Christians. What is that verse of the Holy Quran? The verse is, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. So this verse of the Holy Quran tells us that, O Messenger of Almighty Allah, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ, when all were made known of your prophetic mission, but after their knowledge, if they argued with you, if they quarreled with you, then you have to say, نَدْعُ أَبْنَا فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَانَا وَأَبْنَاكُمْ. Now let's bring our children, ourselves, our wives. Then we have to challenge, so that Almighty Allah should curse upon the liar. So it is a story related to our Holy Prophet's challenge with those Christians that were living in Najran. All of you might be well aware of this very important story and a very important fact, a historical fact. You know that in this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah has used the word of Nisa'ana, which signifies plural, and then says Anfusana, ourselves, While you know that, every one of us know that, except Fatima salamullah alayha, there was not any other lady. And anfusana, ourselves, except Imam Ali alayhi salam, there was not any other one. While Almighty Allah has used plural here, but again, the example or the misdaq or the extension is singular. So in Arabic literature, it is used that sometimes we have to use plural, but we have to intend it singular. And this is used to show respect and to show esteem in a high position for the addressee of these verse of the Holy Quran. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, if Almighty Allah has used وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, it makes no problem. There is no literary problem in this verse of the Holy Quran that the misdaq is one, but the pronouns are plural. It is something usual in Arabic literature that sometimes we use singular, but we intend plural. Sometimes we use plural pronouns, but we mean singular. There are cases, there are places that one of them has been touched by us in this verse of the Holy Quran that was talking about our Holy Prophet's challenge with the Najran Christians. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, today we touched two important doubts that have been raised by our Sunnite brothers in respect with the concept of imamah that we have studied in the light of the Quran. We say that this verse of the Holy Quran tells us about who will be the guardian after the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. In accordance with this verse of the Holy Quran, we say that Almighty Allah introduces the guardian of the Muslim after the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And it is Imam Ali alayhi salam. How? So this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed on the very important personality on an occasion where Imam Ali alayhi salam, yes, paid the zakat while establishing the prayer. And many of the Arabs later on told these stories about this pride that Imam Ali alayhi salam owned. And this important verse of the Holy Quran clearly introduces us and introduces the Muslim whom should be followed after the demise of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So we leave aside what historically has happened. And moreover, I have to emphasize this point of view that such kind of debates or such kind of discussions should not be a means of sectarian strife or struggle or sectarian wars. No, we are actually talking in a very calm and very peaceful scientific ambience. Yes, if there are some other commentaries, if there are some other notions that are favored by others, so everyone should be the son of his own arguments. Everyone should be the follower of his own reasons and valid arguments. So these are the arguments the Shi'ites favor. We believe that indeed, this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed on Imam Ali alayhi salam, expressing and asserting the high position, the sublime position he has occupied in the sight of Almighty Allah. And after paying zakat while establishing the prayer, this verse of the Holy Quran has been revealed on our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So then we touched the two important doubts that have been raised against this content that we have offered to you, dear listeners. We said that sometimes our Sunnite brothers say that innama does not mean always hasr haqiqi. it does not always show real exclusiveness. Sometimes there are cases that this letter shows relative exclusiveness. We say that, yes, part of your argument is true. Because in the Holy Quran, we also know that there are places, there are cases, there are verses where the word of innama has been used, but it shows relative exclusiveness. But one thing it should be kept in mind, we believe that given all the evidence, taking all the evidence into account, we believe that in this place, in this verse of the Holy Quran, innama has been used in real exclusiveness. This innama, in this verse of the Holy Quran, shows and connotes real exclusiveness, not relative exclusiveness. The second doubt was this, that this verse of the Holy Quran, if talks about Imam Ali alayhi salam, so why it has been used with plural pronouns? Why it is not used with singular noun or with singular pronouns? We say that in Arabic and also in Persian, in these two languages at least we know, if you want to respect, if you want to pay homage, if you want to, pay a reverence for your audience, for your addressee, you try to use plural pronouns rather than saying singular nouns, rather than using singular pronouns. So in these two literature, there are cases, there can be lots of places that these plural pronouns are used, but the example or the extension or the mistaq is singular. We brought another verse of the Holy Quran as evidence that in that verse of the Holy Quran, we for sure 100% know that in the case of challenge that our Holy Prophet did with the Christians, Almighty Allah has used وَنِسَا أَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ, while in there, no one or no lady except Fatima salamu alayha was present. Or again, أَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. أَنفُسَنَا, what is meant by أَنفُسَنَا here? That is Imam Ali again. No one else was there except Imam Ali alayhi salam. But again, the plural pronouns have been used there. So it means that it is something customary, it is something traditional, it is not something wrong or a blunder from the literary point of view. So, dear listeners, we could not touch the real topic that we pointed out, that was Imam Ali alayhi salam's imama in the light of the traditions, but God willing, in the next episode, we will treat that important topic too. May God bless us all, that we have to be impartial in these kinds of discussions and be indeed following the truth without becoming prejudiced, without following prejudices, without following biasness, without following blind prejudices. May God bless us all, a happy life in this world and a happier life in the hereafter. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.